The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Oh, it sounds so good. Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. And just let me tell you right up front, the phones aren't working. Somehow during the electric storms this weekend or whatever, we managed to get a triple here and, the internet went down, the phones went down, we got the internet back up. The phones, they're coming in today, and they're telling us to replace the whole system.
Oh, wow.
Somehow got damaged. Okay, hey,
thank
welcome
God for
to
insurance.
Our show.
Yeah. Welcome to our morning show.
Here it is, Monday the 22nd, 7:06 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. I was thinking about insurance. I don't know. It's the contracts we have. These people luckily are taking care of that stuff.
Excellent.
Yeah. Alex, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
You know what? This mic is so good now.
Yeah, we're so happy.
I've got to turn it down. Here we go.
You know, when you
Except
have
I'm
stuff,
turning down the wrong
we
one.
We always know that. When you think about, like, if you got two homes or if you got, we're going to be talking about ranching here in a minute, but, you know, when you've got stuff, stuff goes wrong. So, you know, you got to take
more,
care of your
the
stuff.
More stuff.
Does that
you
sound
have?
Like, what's well, his name? Who was the name of the comedian who talked about, he was so funny to play on words. I could see his face right now, but he
George,
would talk.
George Carlin?
George Carlin, yeah. On stuff.
On stuff, yeah.
And there was a
right.
whole thing on stuff.
You have to have a place to keep your stuff.
Yeah, have a place to keep your stuff. Well, listen,
and sometimes that place isn't big enough because you get more stuff.
That's right.
Exactly,
so you're trying to
said,
get rid
yeah.
of stuff.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
you don't. You end up having more stuff.
It's funny you said that because I watched a lot of George Carlin and Norm MacDonald this past weekend.
Norm MacDonald.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, George Carlin
got
funny.
Kicked off Saturday Night Live because of his continued crusade against O.J. Simpson.
He said something about, like, the Pope has a new book out addressing spirituality in America, and that book is called God Himself Told Me O.J. Is Guilty.
Yep.
Okay, okay, okay. Well, speaking of guilty, if you're going to go out today and you're going to move your stuff around, it's going to be around 100 degrees. We're going to do you, we're going to do a weather update here for the week. Always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Hot today with 100. We don't have any like red flag warnings, which is good. Overnight lows tonight will be a clear skies of around 70. Tomorrow calls for triple digits once again. Tuesday 100. Overnight lows 70 once again. Wednesday goes down a degree. Woo! 99. And Thursday, 97, and 89 on Friday, which is great for as we're going out, we're doing events such as what we're going to be talking about today, as well as it's the last week for Glowing Wild. I know we're going to be going one night this week to close up that fabulous series as well. But as we do the weather, each and every time we read it, it's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated in Anderson, the Kinney family, three generations strong, bringing you our weather here on KCNR. 365-3793, where they always give senior and veteran discounts.
And with us today is Jessica Vigil.
Yep.
There you go.
Good morning, Jessica.
Ranches, good morning.
Ranches with Wolves. So, you got an event coming up. So, can you give us some of the background on it, though?
Yeah, so... we represent ranchers from the North State that are dealing with losses due to gray wolves that have gotten more and more populous in the area. We saw early on that a lot of our neighbors are struggling with this, and so we wanted, the first question is, how can we help? Number one, a lot of people don't know what's happening, so we want to raise awareness on the struggles that ranchers are going through, the losses and such. And we have this event on Saturday, and it's going to be a fun concert, but also, you know, we're going to have some ranchers there talking about what they're going through.
So, Jessica, when you say we, Tell us who WE is. Is it an organization? Is it your, tell us who WE is.
Yeah, so it's a 501c3 nonprofit.
Okay.
It was founded this fall, but this is our first big event that we're doing. We've done some outreach programs, and we're just excited to see where this goes.
Okay, when we went up to Alturas recently, there was a great big sign up there. I think it was right outside. It wasn't Bieber. It was, it was before Alturas. Great big sign to the right when you go onto a bend. And a couple of the areas past there. What is the name of that, where that really old stores that we stop and have coffee at and sandwiches on the way up to that area?
Yeah.
There's a name of, anyway, it's an old, and in that area they have, that's the first time I actually saw posters and great big banners about the wolves and the ranching. Is that your company? Your organization?
So that is not ours. What we are trying to do is reach markets that are outside of our region. So we need to go a lot of times, you know, it's preaching to the choir. And so we want to move south, and we want to spread the news that this is happening in the rural parts of California.
Okay, so I know that we have Heather Hadwick on once a month, and I know for her, when she goes down to Sacramento, she tries to get some of her constituents to come up and see, you know, because it's almost as if when you say it's blue and people have 20 million visions of what, or versions of what blue is until they actually see it. So when we come back, it would really be great to have like your mission statement and give us some statistics. Well, I know our listeners
about,
would love statistics.
What we were talking about is, since they've introduced the gray wolf and they've put no checks on their behavior, that they, and they have no enemy, that the they're, I think it's just one female that has pups in the pack, I believe, at a time. And but they have like 10 pups, and they don't have any natural enemies. So anywhere 60 to 70% of them live to adulthood, which then they have to leave and form their own packs. So it's exploded. The wolf population has exploded, and over the last few years, they've switched from deer to cattle, and it's and that's been proven by one of the universities doing analysis of the scat. It used to be 80% deer. Now it's 80% cattle. So the problem is, if one of them is killing your dog in your front yard, you can't even throw rocks at it. No, I'm not kidding. You can't shoot paintballs. You can't use a beanbag round. You can bang pans and you can yell. And that's where we are. And because they are that protected. Am I right on this?
100%. So there's a study from University of Arizona, and just the presence of gray wolves reduced ranch revenue by 28%. And that's without any losses.
And how do they do that?
It's a spike in cortisol in the cattle, so they are constantly stressed from it. Conception goes down 8%.
They're moving all the time?
Moving. They don't free graze, you know, and it's proven in the elk as well. They weight reduction is 4%. So that's, I mean, the check, a rancher gets one check a year, and that's a 4% loss right there, plus an 8%.
The 4% loss is because the cattle don't have weight on them. I mean, you don't have weight on them, and you're selling your cattle by how much they weigh.
Yes.
So there's a 4% loss just there.
And then the next calf crop will be 8% less.
So, and then add that 8% on, and then the 4%, so that's 12%.
And then you're also losing, so like if a lot of ranchers, they check to see if their cow is bred. If she is not bred, they send her to the market. And so that cow will stop producing for them. That cow will stop being an asset that is producing calves every year.
Or they'll abort their cow.
They'll
lose their, I don't know if that abort's the right word, but, or they will lose their calf.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, I mean, all of that adds up very quickly. Also, there are the management changes, which, you know, you can't graze that pasture because the wolves have been there. Mm. So you're going to move them over here, or you're going to, if you have another ranch down south, you're going to move your cattle down south, truck down south to, reduce losses. So all of that.
Where they're safer.
Yes.
Yeah,
because, right now.
Because cows will find things to do to themselves anyway,
yeah.
As we all know, if you raise anything to raising cattle or horses, they will find things to do to themselves. So, which you take, but that's a kind of, those are statistics that you know about that goes year to year. You know, it breaks a leg or something. You figure, okay, you know, we may lose one this year from falling down the hill. But when you add on another 12, 15% loss, and then, you know, it's, you get one check a year, just like you said, is when you round them up and bring them in and you sell them. And then that gives you the money to pay off what you borrowed that year and then start the next one. And wolves now have become a major denominator of not being able to make that amount that you need to go into the next year. And we're going to talk about that when we get back. We'll be right back.
Northern California. Join us Saturday, June 27th at the Cascade Theater in Redding for the Ranches with Wolves Benefit Concert featuring Uncle Lucius and special guest Claire Dunn. Known for their hit song Keeping the Wolves Away, Uncle Lucius brings her signature Texas Americana sound to Redding for one unforgettable night.
I'm going broke with every song I play, cause now it's my turn to keep the wolves away.
The evening begins at 5 p.m. outside the Cascade Theater with a free community pre-show featuring live music plus food, drinks, and friends. Then at 7 p.m., enjoy an incredible night of live music while supporting Ranches with Wolves, helping ranching families facing costs and losses not currently covered through state programs. Get your tickets today at cascadetheater.org and be part of a night of music, community, and purpose. June 27th, live music at 5, Claire Dunn and Uncle Lucius at 7, presented by Ranches with Wolves. Tickets now at CascadeTheater.org.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Rob Keenan, KIXD-PBS General Manager. I want to thank Redding Rancheria for their support over the years in providing funding with our storytime books for families in the local area.
Jake Mangus with Mercy Foundation North. We'd like to thank Redding Rancheria for being a great partner in healthcare and a great partner in giving.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're here with Jessica Vigil from Ranch with Wolves, and there's going to be a big benefit concert coming up here to help these ranchers. But you're a ranch girl.
Yeah, you were. I grew up on a ranch outside of MacArthur, and about 4 years ago, you started seeing the wolves kind of populate the area, and it's amazing how quickly the landscape has changed. So
yeah.
There were plenty of elk, deer, antelope, and today you would be lucky if you went out there and saw any of those species. It's pretty apparent pretty quickly, and I don't know if people are aware of that.
Okay.
Well, what happens is they reintroduced them into the Yellowstone, and it did what it was supposed to do, but it was a controlled atmosphere. But the cattle are doing the same thing the elk is. They're closing up, and they're moving from spot to spot, which cattle are not elk, and cattle are raised specifically for beef, and where the elk are meant to be moving and all of this. So you've got to change your ranching methods. You've got to keep moving them from spot to spot. And even if you do get the right mixture of things to keep the wolves away, whatever that is, nobody's figured it out yet. But if you do, the wolves just move to the next, over the next hill, to the next property. So the benefit you're having, talk about that, this concert, this big concert.
Yeah, so we are having at 5 p.m. on Saturday, June 27th, we are starting with live music. We are shutting down Market Street in front of Cascade Theater. So it will be a big event with a food truck and fun. It will be, it'll be great.
Okay.
Local music.
Yeah.
Local music.
So we have, jump right in there. So we have four.
This is Michelle Slade. Hi, Michelle.
Good morning, everyone. We have four today to be confirmed, five local musicians who are going to come, and they're going to each sing 2 to 3 songs. So in between that, we'll have educational moments, and then we'll have an opening ceremony also to explain more about the cause, who we are, and thanking the community for coming and supporting. And then just to not take away from what Jessica's saying, but also to just kind of reiterate that these are local ranchers and farmers who came together. Jessica is a founder, to support other local ranchers and farmers in the North State. And by doing that through education, but also by, helping them because they are losing money, and there isn't enough support in our state programming. So this is local ranchers and farmers coming together to say, hey, we feel your pain. We know what's happening, and we want to support you as a community. And when that happens, it happens for those who don't have ranches and farms, because it all shows up in our costs and our beef costs. And you're eating hamburger and your steak on your barbecues on 4th of July. You can thank a rancher and a farmer for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't appear in the stores. The number of you just talked about depredation fund that the state has. First of all, you got to jump through like 20 hoops. You got to prove it was a wolf, and if it's some, if you have a calf that just disappears, they're going to eat most of it, and then scavengers get into it. So, if you don't kind of like find it right then, you're not going to be able to prove it. But everybody knows it was wolf and whatever. But even then, the depredation funds, there's not enough. Colorado had $6 million in theirs, and we're out of it halfway through the year because of depredations. So this is kind of help make up that the balance there. And so it starts at 4:30 out in front of Market Street of Cascade. Live music, like Michelle said, food trucks, educational booths, and you can talk to ranchers and farmers mm-hmm. that are living this. And then at 6 p.m., the theater doors open, 6:45, welcome and opening remarks, and Ranches with Wolves. Gosh, I can't even read that.
No, that's okay. The live concert starts at 7.
Oh, Mission and, okay, Specialist. Okay, yeah, and then the live concert starts at 7.
All right, so let's hear, now we want to keep pushing the 27th and the funds. We all want to be educated. And you're going to hear more statistics, more information. You're going to be talking to personal farmers that are there supporting that have testimonies mm-hmm. about how this is affecting. Because we can hear about it. But once you talk to somebody and you start to – now, are you doing like a slide presentation or will there be anything like that or –
So we have like informational posters and graphics. Mm-hmm. But I think in my opinion, the most powerful – is testimony straight from the ranchers.
Right.
So these are multi-generational ranchers that have ran these places for hundreds of years. And ranchers are resilient. They go through droughts. They go through market slumps. They make it through everything. And this is the most testing issue that I've seen them face. And I think everybody can join and support them. And come and show up to this event and hear their stories and enjoy some live music.
Mm-hmm. Well, we just had a listener write in, good morning. If a wolf was in my yard killing my dog, cat, chicken, I can assure you I would kill it. This is totally ridiculous, especially since the wolves were not an issue until someone decided we needed them and made it happen.
Hmm.
What's going to happen if one gets a small child? Yeah.
Hmm.
Well,
okay.
The other thing, too, is... even the state of California has realized this is a problem, and they went out to one pack and harvested four of them. But that just barely dents it because the packs keep growing and spreading. Yeah. Do you have any, do you know how far south they've gone?
So I know that they've broken into Tehama County. There's one pack that's down south, the Tuolumne pack. Sorry, I don't know how to pronounce that perfectly, but yeah, they're down south. But as far as the North State goes, I know that they are edging in on Tehama County. There's been sightings on Jelly's Ferry Road. These are big country animals. They cover a lot of ground, and so if we are not proactive in what we're dealing with, it's going to really affect a lot of people, and not just rural areas. It's moving into the suburban areas.
Mm-hmm. More populated.
Well, if you think about how bad coyotes have gotten, think mm-hmm. about if you had wolves. And these aren't your California. These are, hello. Okay. These are not your California wolves. These are Canadian wolves, which are bigger, mm-hmm. Much bigger. And much better predators too.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and there's generations of them that have been preying on cattle, and so they're going to teach their young to prey on cattle. It's the easy meal.
It's the easiest meal.
And beef is delicious. We all know that.
We've bred our cattle to be docile.
Yeah.
We don't want mm-hmm. longhorns out there.
Yeah.
When we're trying to round them up, so you breed them. You know that they're easily moved, and you want them to gain weight, mm-hmm. so they've got little smaller legs, to be able to run away. But still, there's got to be something done, mm-hmm. and it doesn't seem like the fish and game or the government in Sacramento can quite figure this out.
Yeah, they're very hands off. They, they always default to they are federally protected, and so their hands are tied. But I think we also need their actions to match the concerns of rural citizens and not just listen to the mass populace of LA and San Francisco. You know, our voices need to be heard because we have to live with these animals. Mm-hmm. And right now it's a $100,000 fine and a year in prison if you are caught shooting one. And so that's a huge risk that ranchers aren't willing to take.
No, and because it makes you wonder, well, why don't the ranchers take things in their own hands? It's because they can find a rancher. They've got satellite, you know, and they've got your cell phone information and all that, and all of a sudden there's a dead wolf, you know. Yeah. So,
but that's why this fundraiser is so important, because of the educational aspect of it. Not just that, but our community loves to gather. Our community is very giving. They like to join in. And just by us talking about this over the last 2 or 3 weeks, and, of course, Jessica's been doing it far longer than that, has raised such awareness that people are asking more and more questions. And as we know, knowledge is power. So why not do that out on the street in front of Market Street and have a town party? Learn about the cause. It's completely free from 5 to 7 to come out, and just learn and listen to music and have a drink. Our local taverns and bars around are going to be providing alcohol. Of course, you have to buy that, but you can have a drink, come out, listen to the band, get a t-shirt, talk to your friends and neighbors and learn. And then, of course, buy a ticket. That's what's really going to help support local ranchers in our community, is by buying that ticket to go see the 7 o'clock performance indoors at the Cascade Theater. Uncle Lucius and Claire Dunn will be performing live. And it's just really important that we all come together.
Yeah. Hey, can people donate? Say they can't make it on the 27th. How can they donate?
Yeah, so the website is rancheswithwolves.com. Uh-huh. And there's a tab for donations. It's pretty straightforward and easy.
Okay. Well, Jessica, thank you for getting involved in something like this, to help your fellow ranchers and farmers out. The cattle herds are at the lowest numbers they've been since the 50s. And now we got screwworm coming across the border from Mexico, which is bad enough. But it takes 2 to 3 years to start regrowing a herd. This doesn't. It's not like you can just have a fix in 1 year. It takes years to rebuild it. And when you have problems like this, and it's not just here in California, it's in other spots in the West, it just slows it down. So if you want to help the ranchers, help those farmers, go to Ranch with Wolves.
Ranchers with Wolves.com.
And or come on out to a great event this weekend.
June 27th. That's right, at the Cascade Theater. What time does it start again?
7 p.m. is the live show inside. 5 to 7 is the street event, and it's free to the public, so come. Okay. Enjoy it. And then I just like to leave everybody with someone who I also have cattle, and we like our cattle's head down in the grass. We want them eating. We want them enjoying their time. No stress. Enjoying their little ones, their little babies, and just, getting fat. So they go to market, and we all benefit from it. But when there is a wolf in the area and they have to be alert and they're constantly looking around, that's where Jessica's talking about that 4%.
At least. And sometimes more.
Okay. Thank you for joining us, and
Thank you.
Encourage everyone to head out, because I think it's really important to be educated and to hear firsthand what's happening here, not just in the North State, but around with this introduction of the wolves back into
California.
Here.
Okay, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisader location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing the birds of jasmine in my mind.
Oh yeah, seals and crofts. 7:37 in the morning. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back. Our morning show here.
I'm having to shake
Monday.
The microphone to make it work.
Shake, shake, shake. All right. 7:37 okay. In the morning on this beautiful 22nd of June. Whoa. Every time I read it, look at a date, wasn't it just the 10th?
I want to remind everybody that our phones are out. So if you're trying to call us, they're out. They're sending the team over today to replace the whole system. Why? I don't know. I don't know what caused it. It could be the electric. It could be anything. It could be my mic's going up and down right now.
Test.
There
okay.
I think that works now.
I'm slapping my microphone around to make it work.
Okay, let's talk about our beautiful guests that are in here today. And
John Testello?
Yeah, John Testello. Hey, Jay. T.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Bot.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thanks
and
for having me again.
You brought somebody special in today. We're going to talk about something. You're going to educate us.
I have a special friend here. My friend and active member and officer of the Ono Grange.
This
is Shelby Tucker.
Okay, Shelby, good morning.
And
good
she
morning.
Is also our field representative for the Central Valley and the Central Coast, representing all these local granges. So she's our field rep. She goes down to Sacramento to meet with the California State Grange. The board. She's very active. She's a good head. She's done a lot of good stuff in the community.
Thanks. So is the Grange political?
We're very political, but we are non-biased.
Yes.
So we stand for and advocate for issues, not people.
Okay. Okay. So you'll fight for measures? Do you like a measure and or we just talked about this wolf thing and the wolves and that you guys are getting behind that.
You bet. I mean, there's a couple of Grangers throughout the state that are bringing forth resolutions. So that's one of the original purposes of the Grange is the grassroots advocacy. So it starts at our local Granges. They come up with resolutions. It goes to the state Grange session once a year. And the delegate body, which is two people from every Grange, they vote on these measures, and it gets to be advocated at a state level. And sometimes it's maybe a national resolution that's appropriate for national advocacy, and then it goes to National Grange for their session. And there's the legislative person in each state and at nationals, and we advocate for, I mean, it's not just agriculture either. You know, there's a lot of healthcare measures and anything that really affects and supports the rural life of America.
Now, see, I would have never thought until today that you want to think of the Grange Hall is a meeting place, but I never thought of it being politically active.
That's how it started, actually. So back in the 1860s, right after the Civil War, you know, you had a lot of women and young men, and a lot of their men had, you know, passed away in the Civil War, and it was called the Granger Movement, and so it was really interesting. So they had to band together to support each other, especially with the railroads and monopolies really taking over and just not making great deals and pushing the farmers out. And so they banded together and created the Granger Movement and what we know today as the Grange.
Oh, okay. You know, see, I love, that's what we learn when you're listening to our talk radio, especially here on our morning show when we really get to reach out to our community and find out, because I think of the Grange as the Sons of Italy Lodge, and now you blended with the Grange, and I know that Pat Karch just had a great music extravaganza giveaway there, and somebody things that go on there go on, but so okay, so you're here to talk about today.
Yeah. Yep. So today we've got, you know, five Granges here in Shasta County. We've got Buckeye Grange up off Lake Boulevard. They do wonderful bunco and bingo, and those are some of their fundraisers, and it's really fun to go up there and join. It just feels like family, and you're supporting a good cause as well.
And the breakfast. Yeah, leave out the pancake breakfast.
No,
they
have an excellent pancake breakfast. They are on summer break right now, and they'll be resuming that breakfast in October. But then we've got Palisadro Grange out there, and they're doing some great stuff, too. Let's see, Anderson Mount Lassen Grange, they're across from Kent's Market. They've got their farmstead. I think it's every third Sunday of the month. They've kind of got like a farmstead that you can bring their goods, and it's kind of like a farmer's market.
Okay.
That's crafts.
Where is that in Kent's?
Right across from Kent's.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They also do a family first five, so it's like a toddler reading time, which I think is a really great,
thing
to bring to the community.
Yes.
Yep. And let's see.
Storytelling for the kids.
Absolutely. And Ono Grange started doing that a couple months as well for the little toddlers and the little ones of the Igo Ono area.
Oh, man, that's so great.
Yep.
There's nothing better than when you have story time for kids.
Absolutely. They're not forgotten about, but, you
right.
know, to kind of bring some focus to the next generation.
Right. And words that are spoken by a person rather than a tablet.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a different, they get to do a visual in their head as somebody's telling, reading a book out loud.
Absolutely.
It's fantastic. Carl and I did that once for Shasta 5, and we did it at one of the schools, and it was so rewarding. So it's not only for the children, it's for the adults or anybody who's reading as well.
Definitely. You got to get that movement, get their brains working.
Right.
Yeah.
And our brains working.
And you mentioned... Yeah. The Reading Grange, we just hosted, opened the doors, for Pat Karch and his, Piano Angels.
Yes, Piano Angels.
This is the second year we did it. Last year it had a lot of people. This year, Linda, you would have thought it was the crab feed down there. Kenyon, Cedars, there was, our parking lot, it was just full. There was so many people by, they started at, 9 o'clock.
I got there.
By 8 o'clock, we had a line of must have been four dozen people.
I had 8:50. I was trying to find a parking place.
You went down there. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, I didn't need anything. I was just going to say hi and be supportive.
You know what
I'm
talking about.
So I drove around the block and went, OMG. Yep. So great.
She waved as she went by.
Yeah. I just, I saw these, you know, people getting out of the car with their kids and people waiting in line. And I said, you know, somebody is going to walk away today with, you know, a musical instrument or a piece of sheet music or something, greater knowledge. And I just think it's the most fabulous thing.
It was great. They had, the carts just had keyboards. They had, they must have had 20 tables filled with music books, sheet musics, cassettes. I mean, not cassettes.
But he didn't have a banjo. I'm looking for a banjo.
I think they had everything. They had diggeridoos. They had banjos. They had it all. Guitars, ukuleles.
No, they didn't have anything. But they had kids. I asked about the banjos.
So. The kids were having a ball.
That's
they were
great.
So excited coming out. Now, you didn't see us because we, the Grange crew and the Sons of Illy crew were teaming up, and we were working gravel in the back. We were still working on repair.
Okay. Well, I saw one of you out in front, and I saw him putting a piece of paper or whatever it was. Maybe it was parking lot full or something. And I just remember him looking up and thinking, this is amazing. There's a lot of people here.
Hey, you know what else is amazing? Have a break right now. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst, the Windshield Whisperer. Started his business close to 30 years ago, been through all the schools, has truly become a master of repairing windshields. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it, guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Doesn't get any better than that. Not sure? How about a free inspection and analysis? Bring your windshield and vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. He fixed about an 8 or 10 inch crack in my windshield. It lasted 17 years. Couldn't see it, and when I sold my truck, it was still there, but you couldn't see it. But, you know, hey, you expect that kind of work from Jeff Wurst. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And we'll be right back.
We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore.
Hi friends, R.C. here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Humidor. H. Upman Sunrise, grown, fermented, and aged at the A.J. Fernandez factory, this stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Everybody calls us Alliance.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community, a special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air, because everybody calls us. 2212-642.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, If we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild and Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com, and I must say our phones are out, and hopefully they'll be fixed today. They're bringing in a crew to replace, I've been told, everything. So that must be quite
the lightning. Somehow the lightning hits something and rides something. Anyway, Four Winds Jewelry brings you this segment. Talk about something that works. It's they have been voted best of the North State for 4 years. Four Winds Jewelry, they've been with us. Well, actually, had our wedding rings made with them. So since 20 years, we've been going into Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Like, if you're looking for, to get an opinion on an estate piece, and ladies or men, if you have diamonds or prongs in your jewelry, you need to have those looked at, because the worst thing is to look down and see that maybe a stone is missing, because you move your hands around and that can happen. But anyway, they're great people over there. Four Winds Jewelry. And we're back in the studio live here. We're talking about the Grange, all the Granges actually. With us, we do have, a special guest, John, who we were talking about, Ono. And, I've only been to the Grange here in, on Cedar, but there's five, you said, in Reading, the Reading area. And that you rebuilt Ono.
We did. Yep. About a year and a half ago, we've opened our doors up, lost our hall in the Zog Fire and wouldn't let anything keep us down, and one foot after the other. And
how long did it take you to rebuild?
I think we started the process 2022, maybe 2021, to really get our ducks in a row, if you will. And it took about 2.5-3 years. From start
to finish.
Yep.
I'm not going to ask you why. I'm sure it was just acts of God and things that couldn't be helped. Then the county was shut down for a day or something like that.
The four pillars that kind of are the foundation of the Grange is faith, hope, charity, and fidelity.
Yep,
and
there
if
you
it
go.
Weren't for those,
you,
I was...
Used all four of them, huh?
Absolutely.
Hope,
almost every day.
Faith. I've been their guest out there. We try to support one another, and we were there for the opening. We've been out there a couple of times. I got to tell you, it's a wonderful little place. They really did a nice job putting that together.
How many people can you stuff in there?
Comfortably about 160.
Okay.
But it's got a big open patio, so really it depends on the season. Really, you can... It can be, it's pretty great.
Now, where is that? Is it
Ono?
No, I know where Ono is, and I know where the Ono store is, but Grange is...
The Ono store burnt down in the Zog Fire as well, but it is almost catty corner from the old Ono store.
You know how I describe it when you're going out to the cemetery? Just keep driving.
Yeah, it's on that
just
main
pass,
track. Yeah.
Yes.
You just go by the where you turn off to go to the cemetery and just keep going.
Going straight. Correct. Don't blink.
Don't turn left there.
Don't blink.
Now, that one little store and hamburger place didn't burn, though.
It did. In Ono. Mm-hmm.
The one when you make the left turn?
No. He's talking about...
Igo store. Oh. Up and running and strong.
That's what I recognize. So, the Ono store in that. Okay, got it.
Well, I'm... It's funny you mention that because the other thing that you guys did that I think is really cool, and you've done it since the 60s, was the pre-hunting event.
Oh, the pre-hunt dance,
and that's where they make the Ono burger. You mentioned hamburgers, yes. Made you think of the Ono burger.
We did do a recreated Ono burger this last September.
Well, this Ono burger is world famous.
All right, and tell us why.
Why is it famous? Well, I mean, it's just a darn good burger. They used to hand make the buns.
Okay.
And it was, and maybe it was the people that made it that made it special.
Okay.
It's the buns.
No, they secret make, sauce, that they, kind of thing. Yes.
It's the buns. The hamburgers, all that, but you did it again this year.
Yeah.
Made their own buns. I like to say Ono has the best buns in the whole county.
Well, I've heard that.
Yeah.
I've heard that. It's well known.
Yeah, Mary Cole really made that popular.
Okay, so what's the next big event y'all have out there?
Well, you know, we're working on our volunteer base. We've got at least out in Ono, we're trying to, you know.
There's not a lot of people out there.
There's more than you'd think,
really?
You know, but we're open to not just Ono Igo folk to come in and volunteer their time. So right now we are keeping it small and successful. No big shebang. Might not do a dance, but we're certainly thinking about keeping on the socials. And you know, really, if you want to know what's happening with the Granges, they either have a Facebook page or a website. So, like I said, we got Buckeye Grange, Ono Grange, Palisadro Grange, Redding Grange, and Anderson Mount Lassen Grange. And if you're heading west, in Junction City, we've got Norfolk Grange. They throw a heck of a party. That crew out there, those members, they're doing amazing things in their communities. So.
Shelby had mentioned that Buckeye was going into a dark period. It's just the nature of the beast living up here. You got to remember, all these Granges have been here a long time before insulation, air conditioning, and this and that. And this time of year, as the triple digits come in, as hardy as folks can be up here, Redding's doing the same thing. We generally don't host the big events because even now with our upgraded HVAC system, it gets a little hot when you shove 100 to 200 people into a building. Mm-hmm. We're still staying active. I know, for instance, Redding's doing scholarships. I think Ono's doing several of the Granges. We have our scholarship program we're active with. We have a dictionary program that we're quite proud of. Mm-hmm. And then also, we also help Grangers and Sons of Donna's Billy. We're out there helping the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's another thing. It may not be under our banner, but we're out there helping putting on community events. We help with the street dance. We help with the pancake breakfast. We'll help with the barbecue. So even though we may not be having big events inside the Grange halls, we're still active in the community.
Yeah, absolutely. Still out there making connections and partnerships to better the communities.
We do have a big event. It's...
Let's talk about this event. You know,
we just got a couple minutes.
2027, Redding is going to be hosting... I should say the North gets all of us together, all these Granges. We're going to host the annual conference up here for the state, which is a big deal.
Oh, yes.
Shasta County Fairgrounds has been reserved. We're going to host it. We're going to have a great time to be here. What, 5 days, Shelby?
Yep, about 5 days. Yep.
Do you know what month?
It's going to be in October.
Okay.
So it's usually end of September, beginning of October. So
good time to be in Redding. So it's a beautiful time.
Absolutely. And we'll be at the Shasta District Fair for that. We'll be at the Fasaro Hall. And so we're really excited to welcome all of the Granges and the delegates from around the state and really highlight what makes Shasta County beautiful.
Well, we've got to bring them on.
Yep.
Got to bring them on. Let's talk about their areas.
Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
John and Shelby. It's all about the Grange, the Granges. And,
Final thoughts.
You mentioned resolutions. When I joined the Grange, the thing that really impressed me, surprised me, was resolutions. And we're going to do it again. We're going to talk about it's transportation, conservation, the schools, everything in between. We're talking about the wolves earlier today.
Right.
The other guests. We're all in the middle of that,
yep.
Besides agriculture. So the resolution thing is really fascinating. You go to the conference to see how active they really are.
And if you want to have a vote, if you want to have a voice, more so than just voting, you know, throughout the year, like join a Grange.
Wow.
Get your voice out there.
Okay.
Come together.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. They help represent the farmers and ranchers down there in Sacramento. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Hey, well, good luck, and we'll hope to see you soon again next month for
Thanks
sure.
Thanks for having me.
You betcha. We come back, we got open line Monday. Well, but the only problem is...
We'll just cover.
We don't have any phones. We don't have any phones.
They can always text.
There's
they can, they can email us.
Well, you can email us at Carl Bott at KCNR1460.com, and we'll talk about what you wrote on there. So we're going to take a break for the news. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. Following the opening round of U.S.-Iran talks, the U.S. Treasury has issued a two-month license waiving sanctions on Iranian oil. As for the two-party negotiations, there are reports of some progress on some points.
The initial mediation was rocky, but also led to some agreements by both sides. The talks hit turbulence after President Donald Trump made remarks that Iran called insulting, prompting a temporary pause, according to Iranian state media. Key sticking points include Iran's nuclear program, sanctions relief, and frozen assets. The interim agreement gives both sides 60 days to negotiate a broader settlement. A ceasefire in Lebanon between Israel and Hezbollah also appear to be holding. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Embattled British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is resigning as head of the UK's Labour Party and giving up the Prime Minister's job. Looking ahead to the selection of a successor.
I will remain in post as Prime Minister until the contest is complete. And I will do everything I can to ensure an orderly handover of power.
Starmer's successor will be Britain's seventh Prime Minister in 10 years. Former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan has died. He headed the central bank under four presidential administrations. Back in 2010, the then former Fed chief told Congress that steering the massive U.S. economy, no easy task.
If we get it right 70% of the time, that is exceptionally good.
Alan Greenspan dead at the age of 100. Qatar's energy minister says an explosion has killed at least 13 people, injured 66 others. At a key gas export terminal, the blast thought to be the result of an industrial accident. Watching Wall Street this hour, the Dow is up 123 points, while the Nasdaq 294 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So many people have hired the wrong tax company. They tell you what you want to hear and not what they can deliver. Many of us have heard the stories and they don't end well. Hi, we're Legal Tax Defense, and I'm here to tell you that all tax companies are not created equal. We're the nation's leading tax relief firm, and we've saved taxpayers millions over the past 15 years. If you've been struggling and owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, get help today and call 800-683-6853. If you're still receiving letters from the IRS, have unfiled tax returns, or facing active collections, call Legal Tax Defense now for a free, no-cost consultation. If we can't resolve and settle your case with the IRS, no one can. Get protected today by calling Legal Tax Defense at 800-683-6853. You could save thousands. Call 800-683-6853, 800-683-6853, or visit LegalTaxDefense.com.
A Trump-endorsed candidate, a conservative political outsider, has taken a slim lead in Colombia's runoff presidential election.
Addressing crowds of supporters here in Barranquilla, all wearing Colombia's yellow national football shirt, Abelardo de la Espriella said this result marked a new era and a change of order, and added he would govern for all Colombians, including those who didn't vote for him. The result was welcomed by U.S. President Donald Trump and the growing number of other right-wing presidents in Latin America, all of whom backed Espriella's hardline security policies. He narrowly beat the left-wing Iván Cepeda, who said his campaign was challenging the results from some ballot boxes. The current president, Gustavo Petro, alleged some polling stations were compromised without providing evidence.
That's BBC's Ione Wells. At least one death reported in the latest Russian missile strike on Ukraine's Odessa region. Three people injured in the attack. It ignited a massive fire at an agricultural business. News and analysis, townhall.com. The NYPD is investigating weekend death at a popular New York concert and sports venue.
A 51-year-old man fell to his death during the rock band Goose's concert at Madison Square Garden Saturday night. The New York City Police Department says officers responding to a 911 call just before 10 p.m. found the man unconscious and unresponsive with injuries indicating a fall from an elevated position. They say he was in Section 300, which is at the top of the garden with his wife, but would not give details on the height of the fall. They also say the incident is not being looked at as a crime. In a statement, Goose said it was deeply saddened and heartbroken to learn of the tragic event that occurred. Julie Walker, New York.
Australia and Canada have signed a $1.75 billion export agreement to build an Australian-designed long-range radar system in Canada. Townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
At a certain point, you just have to laugh.
I am laughing. And we're streaming live at KCNRradio.com. KCNRradio.com. And the reason we're laughing is, one, is all of our phones are down. Something happened during an electric storm or whatever. Anyway, the provider is getting their people together and should be here today to fix it, but I can't promise that either because, it's just telephones for our business and a call-in show, and they're not working. That's not really that big a thing, you know, when you get down to it, to the people. You know, the people providing our phones and everything, this is just, you know, I don't need to use you. There are 100 out there that call me weekly that say, hey, you want to use our phone system? And I might just say, yeah. Spectrum keeps coming back. We love you. We miss you. Well, if you miss me, you shouldn't have been jacking the prices up and screwing around with our internet, which you did yesterday also. So don't get me started here. And then our microphone. It works. It doesn't work. It works. It doesn't work.
When it doesn't work,
I slapped it. And when I slapped it, I shook it. I started to choke it because I was just upset. And it worked. So who says violence isn't solving anything? Anyway, today is the 22nd of June, 8:06 in the morning. News top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex is here and probably putting up the shields, Alex.
Hey,
put us in the warp drive.
It's Monday.
Oh,
like I say.
Hi, Alex. Okay.
We do have a national day.
Oh, I can't wait.
National Kissing Day.
Oh, well, that's
why don't
cute.
You just throw your little self, not Alex,
no,
Linda, why don't you throw your little self over here and give me a national kiss?
In the cosmetic world, that would be really cool for,
at the lipstick counter,
about radio shows?
Well, you know.
I played some kissing songs as bumper music earlier,
Okay, here he goes. Okay. That's a kiss on the air, folks.
Yes.
Yeah, that Buford, he can kiss.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Where were we?
Oh, why don't you just talk about the weather, honey?
All right, well, I will.
I was looking at
the World Cup. I want to talk about that. So I want to see what's going on there. 100 degrees today. That's going to be our high. When we do our weather, it's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Sunny and hot, and it looks like just about 5 to 7 miles per hour of wind, which is really nice. Overnight lows of 70 tonight. Tomorrow calls for the same. 100 is calling for our highs and overnight lows of the same at 70. Now, Wednesday, we go down a temperature, a degree, to 99, and Thursday, 97, and Friday, 89. Degrees. Saturday will be 88. That's the last day of going wild. We've got a lot going on this week. I think it's we got Colt 45 games. We've got the Glowing Wild going on. We have events, of course. So we had earlier on, we talked about at the Cascade this weekend, the the Ranches with Wolves event. We also have, boating. You want to make sure you get your reservations there at Holiday Harbor for any kind of, house boating that's going on. Talk about a beautiful weekend to be out as well. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, like I said, in Anderson, 365-3793. And, what do you have on your, do you have over there?
There's more. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business, a locally owned, locally operated. Here, let me help you with that, because I know that you're in the middle of watching half-naked guys run around a field, running into each other, and then falling down, pretending that they were that somebody had just shot them.
There's also soccer going on.
Yes, thank you.
Yes,
that's what we were going to be talking about.
Oh, you know what
about.
I saw?
Hello.
I saw my first yellow card on somebody that did the flop. You know, when they get bumped a little bit, and they fall down.
They flop down
and they flop,
make,
and they roll around and roll around. They've got a new rule this year,
and the
referee goes up to the guy and he gives him a yellow card and says, "You weren't knocked down, you flopped." And the guy's,
oh,
"Okay."
Oh, so no, that's not a good
now,
thing to get. That's kind of an embarrassing yellow card.
Yeah, they should start doing that in the NBA.
Oh,
you didn't get hit. I'm sorry, it's a free throw for the other team. Okay.
Wow.
It's like the Fosbury flop used to be for doing high jumping. Now it's the soccer flop and the NBA flop. In fact, it's absolutely ridiculous. You know, they run by you and the guy falls down and grovels, grabs his knee, grabs his ankle. Well, he got a yellow card for it. It's cool. I liked it. Had your first red card too. A guy was arguing with the ref and then he put his hand over his mouth.
Uh-oh.
For whatever reason, that got him a red card. I still haven't found out why that is.
Now we like to listen to Mad Dog Sports, and we were driving down to Sacramento on Friday. Of course it was, Father's Day weekend, so Mad Dog Sports is Monday through Friday, and I really like listening to, people calling in and their, conversation about sports. I got turned on to them during the NFL, during the whole playoffs and everything. So I listen when we join our friends for a Super Bowl party up in Reno. I listen to players because I don't really follow it that much, but they were talking about yellow cards and red cards and what the yellow cards. So after they do, if they get out of the group, then the yellow cards go away. So they have three, right, Carl? I just want you to, listening.
Well, no, somebody was trying to tell me people can call the station and it's going to forward to my phone here.
Okay.
But it doesn't do us any
good. You can hold your phone up to the microphone.
I could. But
So what's cool about the World Cup, it's creating a rare convergence, culture and national pride. There's a national pride that's happening in the U.S., like in Dallas, large crowds have gathered ahead of today's highly anticipated Argentina versus Austria match. Messi.
Well, what's happening
is
so beautiful. For years, Europe has been told what a bunch of thugs we are. You're going to get shot walking down the street. We're rude. We'll spit on you. I mean, all of these things. Rude, lazy, all these
knuckle draggers.
And then all of a sudden they come here and they find just the opposite, that America is a great place. The ones that were down in the southern area, they're going, this is like, they're so laid back. They're chilled. It's so nice. Out in Texas, they're just going crazy in Texas over the food and the people. And all, they're wearing cowboy hats. In Boston, they're drinking the bars dry. They're singing our national anthem, and they know every word, which is more than, say, several Americans may know. And then, of course, the American who've won two games in a row, and if they win, I think it's Thursday, if they win that game, it's the first time since the turn of the century that Americans in the
yeah.
World Soccer League have actually won three games in a row, and we're going against Turkey. Doesn't make any difference. We're moving forward into the knockout time from our first two wins. But the people, Japanese coming in with these bags, and they're waving them over their head and all that. And at the end of the game, they go out and they clean up the stadium.
Yes.
Come on. People are loving it here. And I just,
it makes us happy.
And of course, you've heard about they're stealing the ranch. Not stealing. They're buying ranch dressing. They love ranch. The barbecue ranch. Oh, this is the very best barbecue ranch. I'm taking it home. And one guy goes, what was, which one was it? When, oh, the Bass Pro Shops. They walk in the Bass Pro Shops and that's it. That's it. They can't get hardly beyond the first 50 yards because they can't, you know, it's just picturing, they're watching waterfalls inside a store. And the food they eat, and they're saying, if we had one of these in Australia, it would, you know, everybody would go there on different, you know, buffalo wings.
Oh, yeah.
And Whataburger in Texas.
Okay.
And he goes, this is, he says, I've had that In-N-Out, very good burgers, but it's a lot of salad on it. This gets just a little bit of lettuce, your tomato, and you get right to what it should be, the beef. It's been great just watching their their comments on America and how much they love it here, how much they like it.
Well, they've also been treated kindly, and when they have
talked about that,
and you'll watch some of these things, little if you have Facebook, you know, sometimes you have these reels that you watch about people. Like, there's been three instances of somebody saying, if you don't live in Texas and you're visiting our country, I'm taking names. I want to take you on a complete Texas, four-wheeling, mud driving on a side-by-side, Texas barbecue, fishing. I want to take you on a Texas adventure. And people are signing up from all over the world, like, I want to go. So, yeah, and then you'll see what happens with them and how they get this experience, and that's just super great. We've got to take a break. When we come back, we've got more. We're going to cover some international headlines here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM, your talk radio, and we are streaming at kcnrradio.com. We'll be right back.
Northern California. Join us Saturday, June 27th at the Cascade Theater in Redding for the Ranches with Wolves Benefit Concert featuring Uncle Lucius and special guest Claire Don. Known for their hit song, Keeping the Wolves Away, Uncle Lucius brings her signature Texas Americana sound to Redding for one unforgettable night.
I'm going for broke with every song I play, cause now it's my turn to keep the wolves away.
The evening begins at 5 p.m. outside the Cascade Theater with a free community pre-show featuring live music plus food, drinks, and friends. Then at 7 p.m., enjoy an incredible night of live music while supporting Ranches with Wolves, helping ranching families facing costs and losses not currently covered through state programs. Get your tickets today at cascadetheater.org and be part of a night of music, community, and purpose. June 27th, live music at 5, Claire Dunn and Uncle Lucius at 7, presented by Ranches with Wolves. Tickets now at CascadeTheater.org.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you have had with sellers when it comes to determining the right price for their home?
Well, that's a good question. We get it a lot, actually. And I can tell you that every owner, including me when I'm selling something, we always want more than it's worth. And I think most people know that. So I think what it is really taking the time to sit down and thoughtfully go through the comparables that are similar to yours that have sold recently and do the very best you can to be realistic. If I was a buyer in today's market and I was viewing three or four homes that are similar, which one would stand out to have the most features and benefits for the price?
All right, thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palace Eater location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Carrie Crancy, CEO of the Community Foundation of the North State, and we are so grateful for the partnership of the Redding Rancheria over 20 years and counting.
Hi, I'm Jenna Berry with Raising Shasta. We love partnering with the Rancheria. They've been a huge supporter of us for years in so many ways. You know, they help us with our fundraisers, and especially when we come to planting pinwheels.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. For non-life-threatening emergencies, use Fast Track now to reserve an ER treatment time. Wait in the comfort and safety of your home and arrive at your projected treatment time. That's right. Hey, they're going to, you go in online at ShastaRegional.com and you click the Fast Track and they're going to ask you a couple questions. Things like, are you having problems breathing? Are you bleeding out? And if you are, they're going to tell you to come in right then. But for most other things, you can set up a time so that you show up and you can be seen. That's Fast Track only at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And then you use it, you do ShastaRegional.com and click on Fast Track. There you go. Okay.
I found something really funny.
Okay.
It's called Man Camp.
Man Camp.
It's not funny, but... there's been a lot.
I went to man camp for 32 years.
Yeah, you did. And a lot of
for 32 years, well, I went to man camp, and they paid me to go there.
Paid you to go there.
Yay!
So it seems that there's a man camp that's $5,000 a person to go, but it's a five-day retreat. Welcome only America's dudes, bros, lads, sons, and fathers. The project is a brainchild of a woman.
Of course.
And mostly female roster of coaches.
Oh, come on.
Glass has run male mental health retreats for over a decade where her team of around 24 coaches working with hundreds of men in the process. At first, many reluctantly signed up the urging of their wives, some of whom had previously attended her women's retreats, but demand has surged and more men are coming on their own terms.
What's at the retreat?
Men are struggling. Let me finish.
Okay.
Like employment opportunities are drying up for many. And many learn from an early age not to talk about their feelings. Men are having a hard time.
Wait.
It's
let's go back and address this.
Okay.
So people are having problems finding jobs, so they're plunking out $5,000 to go to a man camp?
Well, I think they're probably their identity.
Okay.
Like, because
they're losing our identity to their jobs.
You grew up, where, you know, you, if you grew up with, you don't talk about your feelings, you don't cry, you're expected to be a certain way.
I'm going to give you a reason to cry.
Like,
if you don't stop crying, I'm going to give you a reason to cry.
Carl, do you need to talk about your feelings?
My feelings. Okay.
Alex, a Gallup study last year found that one in four young American men felt lonely the previous day. Around one in six men say they have no close friends.
Okay, now let's go to that one. Just stop when you're talking here. So I believe that. But it's not just men. People are starting to feel isolated. Really are, because of the social media generation we've gotten into. Because social media has taken the place of friends. Because now they've got people online they don't know who are talking to them. And, you know, even chatbots. People are marrying chatbots. It's happened. See, and you don't have that flesh and blood friend that you can go out with and have a beer with or go hunting with or shoot or fish or just sit down and talk.
And that,
And I thoroughly believe that. I thoroughly believe people are lonely now, and they're doing studies about this.
It's kind of a residual COVID thing.
Yeah,
too.
Right.
Well, that's right. It started in COVID. People started getting isolated, and they just haven't gotten out of it.
And this is what's great about sports and what we're feeling with the Cup. All these people are coming together, and they're just, you know, they're expressing themselves. But it says American men are less likely than women to be diagnosed with depression, but four times more likely to die by suicide. And now,
we don't talk about it. We just, you know.
The intoxicating pool of the manosphere, the hyper online community led by men who tout misogynistic definitions of manliness has given Glass a boisterous brigade of rivals. Vulnerability is out. After a few post Me Too years in the wilderness, the alpha male is back with a vengeance. If there is a counterweight to manosphere, that this is it. Glasses or camps provide disillusioned men a better way forward. She works directly to understand and reframe participants' understanding of masculinity. That's what I'm talking about. What's your definition? What is your definition, each person, she would say, of what you think, what is masculinity to you?
Probably has a lot to do with testosterone.
If she asked me, as I'm sitting over here chewing on my pork rib bone, let's take another look at this. I read a study last week, and we talked about it here on the radio, about sports. That people that are involved in sports, even if you watch it,
mm-hmm.
or have better, you know, feel more in tune, they're not as lonely. That, you know, they're happier. They're happier if their team wins. Oh, they're happy. Even if their team loses, they're happier than they would have been without associating with sports, because it's people.
Mm-hmm.
And getting into people. I mean, how many times have you been someplace and a couple is sitting there on their phones? On their phones.
Right.
And they're sitting there. Now, there could be reasons for it, but a man camp. Now, to them, let's get in touch with our feelings. Ted Leidy and I need to put on the man camp. Part of Man Up is the man camp for a week where we give them packs and we go out in the woods and we fish, we shoot, maybe ride a horse, but we do manly things.
But we
bond with each other.
This is what she said. The participants came here on the cusp of change. See, what we think that women are the ones that are going to weird out when their kids leave for college. There are three examples here. A guy 61 and a guy 52 and a guy 42. One lost his father, one lost his wife, and the other one nervously awaiting the departure of his children for college. Men feel it too. Their lives are about ready to change. Your kids are leaving home. And we think it's just women, but it's men that
My parents were really upset when I left. Enough so that when I came home for the break 3 weeks later, they had rented my room out.
Yeah, my parents were happy when I left.
Yeah, my parents rented a room. The next time I came back, there was a for sale sign in front of the house, and they had not mentioned that to me. So,
yeah,
they said, we knew you were coming home.
How do you feel about that, Carl?
Well,
how do you feel?
Well, they told me we moved a lot. So it wasn't that big a thing.
Just joking.
It really wasn't that big a thing. They said, you're coming home, and we could sit down and tell you that, you know, Dad's been transferred to San Francisco. So I lived the San Francisco part of my life the next summer. Anyway, no, I thoroughly think that people are lonely, and they need to get involved. But how do you get them involved? Is this something that the man camp that shows them how to, you know, make friends, to, you know, take that step out there? Well, you have to, and it's hard. You know, it's easier to be on your phone than it is to walk outside the door. But, you know, okay, so what kind of organization? We talk about the Grange here. There's all types of organizations. We had a death in our family. The wife was thoroughly, thoroughly upset, of course. But, I mean, really upset. But it happened over a month ago, and now she's starting to volunteer at the local Haven Humane, where she'll go down there and help with the animals. And she's volunteered at the library. It gets her out of the house and gets her
right.
Gets her interacting with other people.
Yeah, one of the main
it's very healthy.
One of the main reasons I moved back to Reading is to be close to my best friends.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, here's she said anxieties that thrust men towards the movement, and they're promises of control because many of the same forces bring them to her door. Who am I going to be in this world? Where do I fit in? And am I valuable? She says there's a lack of opportunity for men. They're stereotyped and misunderstood, and she condemns what she considers the hasty public cancellation of many prominent men in the court of public opinion. Unfortunately, we convict people before they're convicted. What's a man to do? You can't be controlling, especially in today's political climate. You don't want to be too powerful because then somebody might think you're overpowering them. So you hide your own emotions. For men, they're exhausted, and he's going to these camps.
Hey, Linda, okay.
I just find this fascinating.
But what's this?
That's a knife, what you're doing with your knife, like, stop.
Knife hand.
Right in the middle of my face.
No, knife hand.
That's a knife hand.
I grew up in the Marine Corps with knife hand.
Okay.
But when I do knife hand.
I go, eh.
Yep, you get upset for doing knife hand. And all it is, This is what I'm thinking. And then knife hand.
Yeah, well, you do it while I'm driving.
Well, that's just because I'm terrified.
Okay, well, you do it. I'm on the air and I go, like what?
No,
like,
men do certain things that women find aggressive that to men.
Offensive. How about offensive?
Well, no, aggressive, offensive, but when you're with other men, it's just accepted. So, see, what you've done is you've made us schizophrenic.
Oh,
we can only act a certain way in front of women, not our true selves. So you start adding shells of hiding.
Oh.
It all goes back to women. It does. It does. Women have gotten what they... Women have been working for years to have a man that's not quite as manly as he used to be. No. Read the studies on that. Women want men to be gentle, and they want to be expressive, and they want all of this. But when you have that, you don't have that man-like quality many times.
Well, I think
you have had to hide it.
My dad has always remained being a man's man. And my mom, you know, can be really controlling. But, you know, when he says enough is enough, and he's respectful in a certain sense, but, you know, they've been married 72 years, I think, you know, but I think of my dad as a man's man.
They've worked it out.
And speaking of that,
this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, has been my place where I've gone to get a haircut since 2007. It's a great place. Founded in 1960, been in the same location since 67. I've gone through barbers who have retired, and now the two in there, Tim and Logan, just great young men, great barbers. You don't talk politics. You don't talk, you know, you talk golf and all that kind of stuff, but there's no politics going on in there. It's a pleasant place to get a haircut. And you can make an appointment that works on your schedule, which I really appreciate. I can call them at 530-244-9478, or I use Booksy. Just go to Reading and Cypress Square Barbershop. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it looks like a barbershop. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates,
lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the company. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Northern California. Join us Saturday, June 27th at the Cascade Theater in Redding for the Ranches with Wolves Benefit Concert featuring Uncle Lucius and special guest Claire Dunn. Known for their hit song, Keeping the Wolves Away, Uncle Lucius brings their signature Texas Americana sound to Redding for one unforgettable night.
I'm going broke with every song I play, 'cause now it's my turn to keep the wolves away.
The evening begins at 5 p.m. outside the Cascade Theater with a free community pre-show featuring live music plus food, drinks, and friends. Then at 7 p.m., enjoy an incredible night of live music while supporting Ranches with Wolves, helping ranching families facing costs and losses not currently covered through state programs. Get your tickets today at CascadeTheater.org and be part of a night of music, community, and purpose. June 27th, live music at 5, Claire Dunn and Uncle Lucius at 7, presented by Ranches with Wolves. Tickets now at CascadeTheater.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow. Assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com. What is love?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and DeBott. Tomorrow, Red Rancheria joins us, get an update of everything that's happening with them. And I think there's a couple of the groups that are coming in also. Wednesday, Shasta Unfiltered rolls in and tell us about their online newspaper that they started a few months ago and what's going on with that. So, but today is open line, and unfortunately you can't call because our phone lines are down. So, and we didn't plan open line to take down the phones. Now,
right.
However, they did say they're going to try and get somebody out here today. So immediately after the show, I'm calling them to get a destination report and to, you know, use my knife hand. And make it as emphatic as I can is that, hey, we've got a call-in radio show. And we, you know, you need phones for that.
All right. Well, anyway,
yes,
we can cover some an interesting headlines.
Okay. Now, wait a minute.
Such as?
Fun City. Okay. You know where Raley's is?
That's
been empty for,
gosh,
what, a decade almost.
Yes, I used to go to
it's
that Raley's.
It's been 7 months since the city of Redding approved an indoor trampoline park called Fun City.
Okay. You got a lot of parking
and
there.
What hasn't? So why hasn't work started? is that going to happen? The Massachusetts-based company applied for a commercial remodel and building permit in 2025. The permit is still going through plan check, according to Scott Hibbard of the city's building department. And they've done theirs, and they've sent it out to the company. Haven't got it back yet. It's the third cycle. So they've done two cycles. Well, here's my question. Why does it take that many times? I mean, seriously. Why does it take that many times? Because it costs money.
Cycles?
This, I mean, yeah. I mean, here it is. Here's our permit. Okay, this is everything you have to do. Oh, you left this and this out. Put that in. So you come back, and they go, okay.
Weren't they talking about that with AI the other day?
And Fun City Manager said most of the questions the city has are about the structural elements of the project, making sure everything is safe. Asked if he still thinks Zheng Zhang, asked if he still thinks the Fun City will open and ready this year. He says, we are going to hope.
Okay, well, I guess.
Okay, trampoline courts, climbing structures, and arcade areas. The Fun City has food services, and its facility says a Reading location will not serve food.
Hmm.
And they're close to opening a location in Citrus Heights outside of Sacramento. Mm-hmm. If you want to go down and visit, I don't know why. Opened in 1997, a strip mall off Pacelli Lane, West Marine is closing its Reading locations. One of the five stores in California that is going out of business. Mm. The company filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on May 17th. The company said in a statement, West Marine is closing select retail locations as part of the ongoing Chapter 11 restructuring. Decision reflects our effort to align our store footprint, blah, 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 blah. So, in addition to declines in consumer discretionary spending, less money, the boating, marine, and outdoor recreation center sector more generally continues to struggle in 2026, largely due to significantly elevated diesel prices, inflationary conditions, and global supply chain hardships.
So where do you go?
All which played a role in necessitating the 2023 trip.
So I wonder where you go, like, when you want to get your boat parts.
Well, there's other places in town. You can go, you know, you could go to... what is that? The prop shack or propeller? What is that? The off of five there. You could go to, I don't know, maybe go to Harrison, you know, Harrison Boat and Trailers.
Okay.
They may have stuff.
Oh,
I don't know if they do or not. But there are others. And unfortunately, you can probably get stuff online, but you can still get your boats repaired.
Uh-huh.
However, West Marine was just, they were the middleman and selling stuff. But it means is they probably got a lot of stuff on sale.
Right.
As they get closer to shutting down, like line, a lot of rope, all types of hardware. And you know what boat means, B-O-A-T, it means break out another thousand. And if you own a boat, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You just, you know, you go down to buy screws or bolts and, well, these will stay, these, you need these for the ocean.
Right.
And they're a buck a piece. And then you go down to Ace Hardware or someplace like that, and you can buy the same chrome alloy nuts and bolts for a lot less.
Okay.
Break out another thousand. It's like Harley Davidson HD, $100. Anything with $100, you know, with Harley Davidson, $100. HD. That's what it means, $100. So, well, I'm sorry to see another business shutting down here in Reading.
Well.
But then the other one's opening.
Over Father's Day weekend, we've talked about this a little bit, but my sister-in-law, well, we heard more of the story of how, she was, went with, she retired, as a head HR person from a very large law firm out of Sacramento. And, so she has some friends that she worked with that said, hey, we're going to go do this wine cruise in Paris in France. And why don't you come? So, she went. And my brother was working, so he was cool with it. So she went with some friends. But my story is going to be that she had a crossbody bag on, but she left the bag
with her friend.
And it wasn't in Paris. It was in Marseille or Nice or one of the.
It wasn't in Marseille.
Yeah.
It wasn't in Paris. It was in another town that they found that the embassy or the consulate found it was surprising that it happened.
Yeah,
but it did happen. She had her purse taken from underneath her chair. When she left her purse
with
her
friends
and somebody snaked it out from underneath her chair, took her passport, her wallet with all of her credit cards, all of her money, and it disappeared. So she needed to get a passport to be able to leave the country.
So she went to the American consulate, and she had a great experience.
She said you would have never known it was the consulate except for the flag until you got up close, and there were some Marines there in full uniform with their rifles.
Right.
And but they, she had already filled out the paperwork on the boat. They were on a ship cruise. And she said the people just as nice as they could be, that she got her passport, right. Got her photo, got her passport, and
but it was still traumatic. Well, yeah. And it, she had not been with friends that basically covered everything. And then she found out that her insurance and three, not only homeowners, but the insurance, yeah, I guess she had paid for insurance
trip
for the
insurance
trip
and all that kind of stuff.
So she is getting money back, which is great to cover some of that stuff. When the reason I think about that, it leads me to another headline that Prime Minister Keir Starmer resigns but sets his own months-long timetable to go. I think that's the part people are having a problem with. It's his resignation could barely be heard in Downing Street as protesters outside the gate blasted Beethoven's Ode to Joy, the anthem of the European Union, as he spoke on Monday morning. He boasted of the achievements he perceived he had made in office before setting out his timetable for departure, confirming he would remain on as caretaker prime minister during a summer-long leadership challenge. You know, they have to be going crazy.
Well, this is like the sixth prime minister in 8 years. That would be like we go in different groups and different people. It's like trying to work your way through. Can you imagine that if we did that here in the United States? And so he's looking to, and so they're calling for a general election, not just somebody from his own party stepping in. And he has not done a good job over there.
Mm.
And now they're fighting. They are fighting this, their inundation of immigrants that have just flooded the UK, flooded, other countries over there. They're trying to limit the number of them. They're actually doing things where they're getting hubs to send them home, but the government just is in total disarray. Again, no matter what. We don't have the changes like that. You know, you can have a communist country where you have the same leader for 30 years, or you can be in England. Or Italy was really bad at this. Italy used to change prime ministers like they changed their socks. And they went through that. So, anyway, let's take a quick break. We'll come back for our last segment.
Charlou's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlou's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement with the TAG or ADT programs. Full-time students get 2 years tuition free. Fall classes start August 17. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/start to make your success a reality at Shasta College.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit ReddingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, streaming live at KCNRradio.com. And all that's working. What's not working is the phones. Now, I just received a text from the coach, and it's hard to believe, the coach of the United States soccer team that said he was trying to call in this morning.
Oh my gosh.
Went straight to voicemail. And I texted him back, said maybe tomorrow, and he said, he's getting ready for the game. 8:50 in the morning here, it's 79 degrees, it's gonna be only, is it gonna be 100 today? I think it's 100
degrees
today.
Yes.
It is gonna start cooling down in just a beautiful, beautiful, weekend. Now, the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool. It's beautiful. They redid, they spent a lot of money to completely repaint it, get it up to shape, and so you could see two monuments reflecting in there at one time, but all of a sudden there was algae and chipped paint. Now, when this happened, I thought, that's kind of strange. I mean, this thing's brand new that all this stuff's starting to happen. And I was trying to tell people, nobody listened except the dog and the horse, and I'm not sure they were listening. The horse listens to me because there's always a chance she's going to get a treat. And Buford watches me because there's a chance he's going to get, a piece of duck jerky. However, it just seemed to me it was, and now Trump's come out and said it was vandalism and that they got security around there, and I saw people have been arrested. Including a former U.S. Olympian who said, I just stopped by the pool. I just stopped here. I reached down and was, and then all of a sudden there's Now, I'm not saying, it's alleged. It could be perfectly innocent. But I can't help but think something like this, that people hate Trump so much that they will destroy something that costs millions of dollars. Maybe not destroy it, but mar it. Vandalize it just because they hate him so much. What is this country going to do? Not this country, but a large percentage of this country going to do when Trump's not president? What if tomorrow he walked away? He's been elected president twice. He's made changes. He's done all of this. What will they do? Where will their anger go? It's those MAGA people. Well, Trump's gone. And, well, yes, but they were MAGA, so we can do that. But Trump's gone. What are you going to do? What is the Democratic Party going to run on in 2028? Well, Trump did this. Yeah, but he's no longer president. And so he does the ballroom. Who cares? he's trying to make the ballroom into, you know, it hasn't been fixed in, you know, it hasn't been redone in, you know, years and years, decades, maybe even who knows how long. So he's trying to make it bigger so you can have more events in there. So it, because like the, when they had the, White House correspondents and the guy tries to run through the, and we did, he ran through the first line of security. They couldn't have it, you know. You know, you could have it at the White House and it's going to be secure.
Mm-hmm.
If they can secure it when there's a UFC cage fight in there with 10,000 people right there in the South Lawn and it's, you know, the White House is secure, I would think they could do it for other things. And that also offended people. You know, people, how dare you do that? Well, MMA is a big sport. I mean, it's not like he had a rodeo there. In fact, I believe if he had had a rodeo there, there would have been less anger than there was at the fight. You know what? The whole, the people that hate Trump, it's almost, he does things. Like, he just does things to just make them crazy. And, you know, and it works. It works. I look at it, I go, what is he saying this time?
I know.
What is he saying?
Cringe.
And then it's just, it is, it's cringe,
cringe
time.
It's cringe factor.
And then he says something, and it's like,
Please, I have to turn
then,
it off.
And then
I can't.
You watch people on CNN and MSN Now, or MS Now, their heads are exploding. On air, their heads exploding. It's gruesome. And, oh, and then Tom Hanks. Somebody came up to Tom Hanks at one of these red carpet things.
Yeah.
He says, I'm so-and-so from MS Now. He goes, so what are your 800 listeners? What are your 800 viewers wanting to know? 800. And he goes, okay, add a thousand. You know, add a zero to it, 8,000. And he wasn't the only one. It's like three others that just said, anyway.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
There are podcasts that have more viewers than
your podcast
now.
Has more than
probably.
Than MS Now.
Probably.
Oh gosh, my friends, you know, people ask me, what do you find every day to talk about? I said, oh gosh, it's just America and the weird things that happen here. You know, the soccer and how people from other countries love us more than we love each other.
I know what
they love us more than we love each other. And that to me is kind of sad that they come in and say, what a wonderful country. But you'll ask, people that live here, oh, no, you know, I don't like it here. You know, if you could live in another country, would you? Oh, yes. Okay, here's your ticket to anywhere. Where do you want to go? Well, then they back up, you know. Oh, well, no, I don't want to leave. Of course you don't want to leave. This is the best country in the world. And, I mean, yeah, you may have small countries that do more of this, more of that. But when you get into it, watch the Brits. This one Brit took 3
yes.
months here,
yes.
and he's on these reels, and he goes, when I tell people, you know, in Europe, you can drive through 3, maybe 4 countries in 11 hours.
Right.
And you can. We've done
right.
it. We've done
yes,
it.
Yes, we have.
You can't get through Texas in 11 hours. And they talk about, you know, why, you know, people in Europe don't understand that. When he says, I was in America for 3 months, well, did you see everything? No. It's too big. It is too big to see in 3 months. You may kind of like race around, but it's too big to see. And the people here are great people. Democrats, Republicans, independents, the vast majority of us here are just really fine people. And this country is a wonderful country. And people, oh, we have this. Yes. Yes, we do. We're not a perfect country. But we keep growing. And we keep doing better. And we strive to do better. And I don't understand where people are just so down on the United States. You know, I mean, we have made mistakes. Yes, we have. Slavery. But look how far we've advanced since that time. Almost, you know, what, 500,000 people died during that fight in the Civil War to free people.
Right.
And then there was the Jim Crow laws, and those were attacked. You don't want that. You don't want people being discriminated against because of their color or religion or sexual orientation.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, you don't want people's sexual orientation shoved down your throats. that says, oh, no, you've got to do this.
Right.
Well, no, just leave me alone. You know, you have yours. You know, you have things you believe in. I have things I believe in. It doesn't mean we can't agree on the vast majority of having being able to buy a house, being able to have a job, being able to get medical care, you know, have food. There should be no, there should be not a starving person in this country. There should not be a starving person in this country. We, you know what, we've got the food banks, we've got all of, we've got so many, you know, how many food banks? A million, probably, that people can get food from. But there should be no starving people in this country. We produce way so much. And if we're not organized enough to make sure people get food, we've got to get organized. We need immigrants in our country, but we don't need them flooding over the border just by the millions. We need people to come in here that want to assimilate into being Americans like our grandfathers and great-grandfathers and great-grandfather, you know, great-great-grandfathers and grandmothers did. Like your, yeah. Like your family
you
did.
The,
came through Ellis Island
and
in the 20s.
List, how much money did you have? It could have been very little. Who's sponsoring you? What is your trade? Like, yeah. What are you going to contribute?
Yeah.
Who's in your household and what are you contributing?
And that was in the 1920s.
And you yeah. had to have a sponsor or something. So
okay.
That was fascinating to see that.
Okay. We have, yeah, go,
you, the roster list in
Ellis
Island.
Island.
Yes.
You get a chance to do that. Okay. Hey, we got to run. So many people, as Armstrong and Getty say, so many people to thank, so little time. So, hey, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, and God bless this wonderful country.
So let's leave it alone, because we can't see eye to eye. There ain't no good guy. There ain't no bad guy.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta.